And coming to you live from the heart of Bolito, it's Radio Life and Style, your local station, loud and proud. And you're listening to me, Mike, in the morning. This morning, bringing you a fresh conversation, literally freshly grown right here on the Dolphin Coast. And if you're the kind of person that likes to grow things, whether it's just a beautiful flowering garden or stuff that you can put on the table and eat at the end of the day, well, you will know about how important it is to make sure that your soil is fertile and alive in all the best ways possible. To that end, compost is your friend. And we're lucky on the Dolphin Coast in that we have an incredible operation, the Living Earth Farm, that produces arguably the best compost in KZN. I'm going to say probably in the country. I might be biased, but in the house with me is a lady who seriously knows her compost. Louise Fletcher, the MD of Living Earth, joins me for a chat on Radio Life and Style. Louise, welcome to the microphone. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you very much for having me.
Fantastic, man. I'm super stoked to talk about Living Earth. And the name kind of says it all, because this stuff, this compost that you guys produce, it's alive. Am I right?
It is. I was actually very lucky last week to go to a composting forum and get to look at our compost under a microscope, and for the first time I got to see actually how alive it is. I've always been told that it's got microorganisms in it, and I've just gone with that. But it was wonderful to actually see the nematodes eating away at the bacteria and doing all the things that it needs to be doing for it to provide the nutrients into your garden.
Holy moly, really cool. That's incredible. So yeah. You've got science now on your side.
Exactly.
it's real. And that must have been incredible. Look, we're going to talk about that particular experience of yours in more detail. But before we get there, let's just talk about the Living Earth story and the journey up until now. Because initially, way back in, was it 2006 when this composting idea was born? Local farmer Nick Jordan, very well known in the area, began making compost. It was 2005. Yes, there we go. I just found it on the internet, so you know it's true. So this was really for his own use initially, am I right?
Yes. So he was a sugarcane farmer, and he wanted to start making a good quality compost. He's always been a little bit more on the green side, so chemical fertilizers are not what he wants to stick with.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he started diverting the garden organics, the local garden organics from landfill through to his farm and making a product. He made enough that he was sharing it with landscapers in the area, and they loved it so much that we then started marketing it to the public, and Living Earth was born.
The rest, as they say, is history. The word got out. Yes. So prior to this, there must have been a huge amount of organic matter, a byproduct of agriculture, of farming, that, as you say, was literally just going into a hole in the ground as landfill, as refuse, hey?
Correct, yeah. We get all of the garden waste from Dolphin Coast Waste. So I get your garden waste.
Oh.
Yeah. And we turn it into compost. And then you are welcome to come and buy back from us.
That's fantastic. It's like a whole circular economy thing.
100%.
Which is, it's brilliant. It's trending internationally. Mm. And just looking at some of the stats since those early days and up until now, correct me if I'm wrong, but something like 96,000 tons have been saved from landfill by Living Earth just since 2020.
2020, correct, yeah. So and that was up until last year. So that was over 2 years. We looked at the figures that's what we've saved.
So the picture's got even more since then.
100%. So it was just garden organics in the beginning and chicken litter. And then since then we get a lot of different streams of waste that we divert from landfill, and that's why the numbers are so big.
Well, I mean, just that figure alone, if you had to do the math, it equates to the same weight as like 9,800 adult male elephants.
Correct.
That's a whole lot of compost.
Yeah, and stopping it from turning into methane gas, imagine how much gas that is.
You see, this is the thing. Those that know how this whole cycle works and why it makes so much sense from an eco friendly point of view, to be taking things and turning them into compost that goes back into circulation and helps grow new things and keep our planet green and fertile. It's such a win on so many levels. Now, there are not just one variety of compost. You guys produce a number of different products, am I right?
That's correct, yeah. So our compost we love, and that goes into all of our products. We've got our lawn dressing. So potholes are not only a problem in our roads, people have them in their gardens too. You've got moles and ants and all kinds of things that make little divots in your garden. dogs digging holes and whatnot. So we blend our compost with Mgeni sand, so that the organics from the compost goes into the ground, and then the Mgeni gets left behind and helps to kind of level off your garden a little bit.
Wow.
So that's our lawn dressing, but AKA it's called topsoil. It's used in, especially in palm lakes where the soil's very clay-based.
Yes.
Then the Mgeni helps with the drainage there as well. So it's actually quite a nice versatile project.
Wow, multi-purpose.
and then our potting soil is blended with bark just to keep it a little bit light and fluffy, because obviously pots, you don't want it to be too heavy.
Yeah.
And then what else? The special mix. We didn't have another name for it, so we stuck with special mix. It gets used a lot in planter boxes, and it is Mgeni compost and the bark all blended together, just to give you a nice soil to plant whatever into, if you're not actually mixing it into the ground.
Brilliant. And I see also mulch.
Yes, so mulch is obviously great, especially this time of year. Get your compost in and then mulch on top and help your plants survive through winter.
This is so cool. So it's like a full range of solutions you've got for your ground.
That's it.
And well supported locally. I know all of the top names on the landscaping front are really big supporters of Living Earth. I mean, it's as homegrown as it comes.
Yes.
And when it comes to the general public getting their hands on your fantastic stuff, what stockists do you have, or can folks get it from you directly?
Yes, 100%. So we've made it easy. We're out on a farm, so not everybody fancies taking the drive out to the farm.
Although I quite like it.
when they do, they generally say, oh, how beautiful it is. But so we've got Micah right next door here that stock us. We've got Salt Rock Nursery, Coastal Farmers, Zululand Nursery. Most of the guys in the area do stock us. But yes, you are more than welcome to come out to the farm and have a look around, see how it's all made. You know, it's normally quite fascinating to actually see the levels that we get to in making the compost.
Incredible. And look, if you want to find more information online, livingearth.co.za is the website where you'll find all the links and contact information and directions if you want to take a drive out to the farm. And right now we are heading, obviously, into a colder period of the year. Winter, typically, in my mind, I think, you know, spring, when things are kind of coming back from the cold, that's when folks normally get the compost going in the garden. But there's a lot of sense in actually giving your soil some food before things really get cold. Am I right?
100%. Look, we're also going into, from what I've heard, another El Nino period.
Yeah.
I'm saying that correctly.
What does that mean? I mean, I've heard it mentioned
basically
as well.
Dry. You know, yeah. I know it wouldn't seem like it with a little bit of rain we had this week, but yeah, it's basically dry. So you want your plants to be able to get as much moisture as you can during that time. And by composting the soil, you're allowing the plants to hold on to, or the soil to hold on to moisture. So yeah, it is definitely a good time. And also, you know what, let nature do its thing and let the compost work its way into the ground, and then by the time spring comes, it's in there.
You see.
Yeah.
So there's actually, you know, a good argument to be made to start sprinkling some of this magic stuff in and around your garden, your flower beds, like now. And I believe to sort of help you on that journey, you've actually got a special winter offering. Am I right?
We certainly do. We have reduced the prices on all of our products. We're giving everybody a 20% discount.
Woo!
And most of the nurseries are running the same kind of special. So I know Micah reduced their prices a month ago already. So yeah, we really are encouraging people to compost.
Fantastic. And if you visit any of the big local nurseries you mentioned, will the if people want to make sure that they're getting the Living Earth compost,
yes.
Is it branded as Living Earth?
It is, yeah. Okay. It's in a white bag with our logo on it, and yeah, all the different products that we have. Not the special mix. You have to come directly to us to get that one.
Ha ha. You see, it's worth the trip. And there seems to be a big movement towards this kind of waste not want not approach, and wherever you are able to, taking your kitchen scraps and turning them into, whether you've got a little compost box or you get these worm farms as well that make wonderful worm tea that you can put in the garden. And obviously you guys are massive fans of that kind of approach to life, am I right?
Yes, definitely. So as much as we get the garden organics to our compost site, what do you do with your food scraps? Yeah. They're probably still going to the black bag, which gets taken to landfill. So, you know, if you can have a little compost bin in your kitchen, they make amazing ones that can pretty much turn your scraps into compost within 24 hours.
Sure.
And then they can be quite expensive, but nice and compact. Mm. Otherwise, you get a compost bin for outside. There's lots of different ways of doing it, like you say, with the worm composting as well. But look, if it's really not up your alley, then you can also just put your food scraps, save them, and put them out with your garden waste every week. So it can go into that bag. It's coming to us anyway, and it'll at least not go to landfill and get converted into compost. So you can still do, everyone can do their bit. They just got to put their mind to it and try and see which way works for them.
I love that approach and that spirit of doing what you can. Mm. And look, you're not going to be able to, if you've got a sizable green patch or garden, chances are, you know, whatever you are able to turn into compost from your kitchen scraps won't cover everything. So you're going to want to augment that and supplement that with the best you can. And the best is Living Earth compost, produced right here, just outside Bolito, on your doorstep. For those that are trying to locate you in their mind, directions from Bolito, for those that have never been out to the farm, where are you?
We are out by Sugar Rush Park, Hollow Trails. So, yeah, we were on a farm out there. If you're going to come out and buy from us, start there. Go to the Sugar Rush Park, go into Hollow Trails. Witness will help you out, give you your slip with your access code to get onto Fairview Estate, which is where the compost site is now. And, yeah, you can come out and check us out and pick up your bags.
Yay! So cool, man. Living Earth Compost. And I'm very excited to announce that Living Earth has come on board to help power our garden show on Radio Life and Style, hosted by the well-known Tracy Miller-Smith from Eco Balance Landscapes. She's a big fan of Living Earth products.
And we all her too. She's been with us from the beginning.
You see, the love is all around. So it just all makes sense. It lines up so beautifully. And we're looking forward to powering that fantastic show, to growing some beautiful radio content, along with all of the beautiful things in the garden. And Louise, thanks so much for giving us a little overview of the operation. Obviously, there's lots to it, and we're going to definitely need to dive in a little deeper in a future chat. But for now, on Radio Life and Style, we're just giving you two thumbs up and saying keep on doing what you do so well.
Thank you very much. It was lovely to chat to you.
Always cool. And you're listening to Radio Life and Style, giving you the local perspective. Don't touch that dial.